Hey, welcome to the program, Toby.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Michael.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, mate. See, a newspaper award this week. You must be really pleased with the way that with the way sport's panning out for you at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's a pretty big honour to be awarded with Junior Male Athlete of the Year, and pretty rapt to get the award. So yeah.
It's good, and I guess tell us about your season. You played with the Ulverston Soccer Club. How do you think you played? Say from how you were playing early in the season to how you finished off the year.
Yeah, so this season for me it was a pretty good season. Like, started off playing under 18s, not really thinking about playing at senior level, and then played my first game against Burnie and kicked 4 goals, I think it was. And then after that, got asked to train for seniors. So a couple of weeks doing my thing in under-18s and coming off the bench for seniors. And then, yeah, finally got asked to start in the starting lineup and kicked a hat-trick on debut. So, yeah, that was pretty good. And, like, finishing a season in seniors, scoring 22 goals was probably a real big highlight. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you've just got that. You seem to have that goal sense. Is that something that you've always had?
Yeah. So in under 14s, I think it was, I was leading goal scorer in our comp, and yeah, I mean, it's just kick goal.
So, yeah. Get it to Toby in the box, and he'll get the job done for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and look, and like the improvement from last season, where did you think that all came from? Was there something that you worked with your coach to do? Did you get extra fit? Did you find that it was just improvement that when you got out on the pitch that you were able to do so much better this season?
Yeah. So last season, I was playing under 16s, but like playing most games in under 18s. And I suppose between the grades, and I struggled a bit with the different types of play styles. But I guess I kind of grew into my body a bit more, and just working on like fitness, speed, and skills during the off season kind of really grew from there. And just a bit of this and a bit of that, and just fixing up a few more things. And yeah, kind of grew into it nicely.
Yeah, and are they the areas that you continue to want to improve on? Is there someone that's working with you over there to assist you in getting stronger in those areas of your game?
Yeah, so Ralph Kosh, he helps me with all that type of stuff. He helps me with the fitness and speed and skills, and he just continues to keep on improving. And that's something that I want to work on in the future and just keep on working at it.
So talking about the future, what does next year look like for you? Is it to stay with Ulverston? Is it to look at a state league club? Or is it to go interstate? What does next season look like?
Yeah, look, I'm happy playing at Ulverston at this point in time. We have like a really good young side with some really skillful players, and most of the senior side also played in our under 20 statewide cup for Ulverston, which we made the final in, but came up against a really well drilled side, and unfortunately were beaten on the day. So, like, we'd like to go that one step further and hopefully win next year. So, I reckon next year we'll be staying at Ulverston, but MPL is really worth a look at if I want to pursue in soccer.
I'd imagine there's a team that plays at Valley Road that might have been doing a little bit of knocking or ringing up or making some inquiries about you. Have you had a few nibbles from, let's broaden it out, have you had a few nibbles from NPL clubs?
No, not at this point in time. Like, I wasn't really looking towards that until kind of now it's all really happening. But I haven't really thought much about it, but it would be fantastic to play for an MPL team or even get nibbles at clubs.
Yeah. And the long term goal is to take your football career to as high as you can. Is that the major goal?
That probably puts the cherry on the cake, and that'd probably be the major goal that I've been looking for.
Have you, do you dare to put little time limits on things, or do you just want things to just naturally flow, and you just want to play sort of carefree and just keep going and going at local level, and whatever happens?
Yeah, so playing at local level is nice, and I guess I'm kind of just at this point in time, there's no real time limit. If it happens, it happens, but if it doesn't, it doesn't. But maybe later on down the track, I might start setting time limits and really knuckling down and saying, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, and that's a great attitude to have. Well, all the very best. I know that you've really started to stand up and be counted in for the Ulverston Soccer Club. People are taking notice of T. Anderson, how he's actually progressing, and really good to have you on the program. All the very best for next season, and hopefully we'll see your name in there scoring goals for Ulverston next year. So thanks for coming on the program.
Yeah, too easy. Thanks for having me, Michael.